From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday, knocking over at least 19 houses. The U.S. Geological Survey said the initial quake was followed by several others in Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's Kyushu Island. Japanese broadcasters report at least 15 people being taken to hospitals. Police say they fear people are still trapped under collapsed houses in the affected area. The U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines and is increasing its presence on the archipelago with rotational forces and equipment, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second joint patrol was completed in early April.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
The Philippines is now the second country after Japan with which U.S. forces have conducted joint patrols in the area. For the first time in 16 years, a South Korean ruling party has failed to win a majority in a legislative election. The surprise losses suffered by President Park Geun-hye's Saenuri Party Wednesday revealed widespread public discontent with their conservative economic policies and hardline approach to North Korea's nuclear threat. Her party won 122 out of 300 seats in the South Korean National Assembly. This is VOA News. A UN Children's Fund study has found a widening gap between poor and richer children in the world's wealthiest countries. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNICEF report analyzes the consequences of this growing inequality.
UNICEF social policy economic specialist Yekaterina Chen says the 41 country rankings are based on how far children at the bottom of the distribution fall below their peers in the middle.
Countries like Denmark, Finland, Norway, Austria, and Switzerland do best overall, while countries like the United Kingdom and the United States are right in the middle. At the same time, at the bottom of the overall ranking, we have countries like Turkey, Israel, Bulgaria, and Italy.
The report shows income inequality has increased substantially in one-third of the countries studied between 2008 and 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
2 years after Boko Haram insurgents kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from the Nigerian town of Chibok, a video has emerged purporting to show 15 of them alive and well. VOA's Christine reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
The camera pans shakily over the girls' faces as they recite their names and where they were abducted from. The video, which was obtained by CNN, is the first time any of the 219 abducted girls have been seen publicly since Boko Haram released a propaganda video featuring a group of them shortly after their capture in 2014. As residents of the town gathered at the ruins of the school to mark the two-year anniversary, Chibok elder Ayuba Alamson said many had taken heart in the girls' appearance in the video. Others were wary. Philip Yama, whose sister Margaret Yama was abducted, says he's heard too many rumors about the girl since the abduction to take the video at face value.
I can't believe it until I saw this girl with my own eyes.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said Thursday he's extremely concerned about the widespread creation of offshore companies by wealthy people around the world to evade taxes, saying it takes large sums away from governments who need the money to fight poverty. Kim told a news conference in Washington he was distressed by the scope of the offshore accounts as disclosed in the Panama Papers. The recent report by investigative journalists is based on a massive leak of documents from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca that for decades has helped to create such companies around the globe. He called for more transparent tax systems around the world because he said there are systems where the rich don't pay and the poor do. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.